would. Father God, we thank you for your love, your spirit in us, your hand on us. We thank you for revelation, knowledge to flow far beyond the words that we speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. We're going to call this to you and through you. That's the way it came to us. To you and through you. And don't get too rested back there because God wants to use you. You'll celebrate. There's a party coming. I hear it in the background. A party coming. I hear it back there somewhere. Party. It's coming. I can hear it coming up. First John 4:16, and we have known and believed, everybody say known and believed, the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The love that God has to us. The word to there, I'm no Greek scholar, but the word to there is very interesting. Known and believed. The word known, by experiential knowledge, by experience. We've known this love by experiencing the Father's love. Some of you in here had great fathers. Some maybe you didn't. But God is a great Father. Hallelujah. I got to know my father better as he got older, my earthly father. I just spent time with him. I loved him. I appreciated him. It was a very difficult time for me when he went to be with the Lord. But I came to know him just by hanging out with him, just by experiencing him. We know the Father's love by experiencing it, by experiencing him. Very simple today. We've known and believed the love that God has to us. The word believe, we know, is trust, or trust in that love. I've had an interesting 2 weeks. Last week, prior, I feel like I failed. Anybody ever felt like you failed? It's not a good feeling. You realize how much you don't know. I felt like I broke every definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 from the Amplified Classic. I mean, every one of them. And I can say them. But in one day, I felt like I broke every single one of them. But you know something? At the end of the day, God still loved me. Hallelujah. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God loves you. So we can believe in that love. God wanted to show me his unconditional love to me. The word to there is interesting. It means in. It can mean to, but it can mean in or on or among. So we've known and believed the love that God has in us, because that's to us, and on us or among us, so that's through us. To us and through us. A very simple thought. For the past 3 weeks, we've heard about Jubilee. Anybody here experienced any Jubilee? Messy Faith. Remember that one? And what was last week? I don't even know. That was great. What? Tsunami. A lot of people got activated. You got hands laid on you, right? Anything been happening? We're going to find out in a minute. God is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Passion Translation says, those who are living in love are living in God, and God lives through them. God lives through them. A few verses up higher says, no man has seen God at any time. When the first time I read that, I thought, yes, but if he's in us, they can see him in us. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to show you his love, but he wants to show his love to others through you. Praise God.
I just wanted to, is this? Test. Okay, there we go. Romans 5:5. I'm sure everybody here can quote it. And I like the Amplified. It says, such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Hope. Now, the King James says, hope makes not ashamed. But when I read it in the Amplified, it says, such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us. And I was thinking, what hope? And so when I pull a scripture out, I like to go and look around it before and after it. And before, I found in verse 2 of Romans 5, and I'm just going to read it to you, at the last part of it, and let us rejoice and exult in the hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. How many of you want to experience and enjoy the glory of God? Do you know what the glory of God is? It's His goodness. When God shows His goodness, He gets glory. And when you let your light so shine before men, it's not your light. It's the light in you that is the love of God. And when love pours out of you to somebody else, something's going to happen. Either somebody's going to get healed, they're going to get delivered, they're going to get blessed. And who's going to get the glory? Not you. You don't have any power. You can't heal a gnat's wing. But God can do anything. And His love, it says, such hope, that hope of experience, rejoicing and exalting in our hope of experience and enjoying the glory of God. That is the hope that never disappoints, deludes, or shames, that never gives up, never runs out. It's His love. And His love lasts forever. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. So right now, what I want to do is just obey what Teresa had asked me to do. And she said, the Sunday that Bert ministers, I want you to share your testimony about what For Your Health did for you. It's not For Your Health. It's the Lamb of God who shed His blood, who set me free through For Your Health. I just want to clear that up. We're not glorifying Teresa or Scott or anybody that has anything to do with that, because they are just following the Spirit of God. When Bert and I first came to NTCF, he had a very messed up wife. I was born again, spirit-filled, in children's ministry for 30 years, but I was carrying something around on the inside of my soulish realm that was very ugly and very horrible, and I didn't even know it was there. And it was a spirit of anger. And it came from when I was a young child, probably from the womb, when I was rejected because I was a product of an affair that my mother had. And so I didn't know who my real dad was until I was 9 years old. And I never had a relationship with him. So I was brought up in an atmosphere of alcohol abuse. I saw my mother beat. I would sit under the table and cry because I was a little child and I couldn't protect her from my stepfather. He was a very kind man when he wasn't drinking, but when he drank bourbon, he turned into a monster, and he took it out on my mother. And he never hurt me, but what he did to me emotionally was horrible. So I stuffed that down. And then as I watched my mom's life, she just kind of attracted men who would abuse her. And so in my head, there was this anger toward men. And a father represented a man. And so when I came to the Lord at the age of 17, I confessed my sins and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I never really got rid of that anger toward men and fathers. And I thought, well, that's pretty appropriate, Teresa, that you would ask me to share on Father's Day, where we honor earthly fathers, because I never really could honor my earthly father until For Your Health. And in that, I was set free of a spirit of anger. And a lot of my angry outbursts were a result of learned behavior that I had seen. But there was an actual spirit that had attached itself to my emotional well-being and robbed me of a lot of peace. And I could function and be a loving person. I could even be a loving wife. But there were certain buttons that people would push. And Bert pushed those buttons. And so I would just have these fits of anger. And I would just become, I mean, you know, some people say, well, you're Irish, so that's why. You know, but I can't blame it on my Irish roots. It was a spirit from the pit of hell. And so I was delivered, miraculously delivered. And so much that Bert noticed a difference. Bert and I have this thing. I'm his cupbearer. Y'all know what that is? They would give the food to this person that was hired for the king, and they would drink it or eat it. And if they didn't die, then they knew it was okay for the king to eat it. So Bert, when he doesn't like spicy food, so if we're served something, he'll say, "You taste it first and let me know if it's spicy, and if it is, I won't eat it." I said, okay, so we've got this deal. We do that. But he also did that with For Your Health, because when he was pastoring, we would have people who would come to us for counseling who had been coerced in so-called inner healing. And it ended up damaging them more than getting them free. And so he didn't want to be a part of it, because we didn't know this, what it was all about. We hadn't been going to church very long. So when I went through that and I got set free, he saw such a difference in me that he went through it himself and got free of some issues that he had accumulated over the years. So I just want to give a commercial for Your Health. There are flyers out in the foyer. And if you have not been through it, I would suggest that you do, because the Holy Spirit hones in on exactly what you need. And all you have to do is just open yourself up, and He will set you free and clean you completely out. And I've been free ever since. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So I just thank God for that. Amen.
Now, there's a reason also that we had her share that right there. You know, when we come together, as much as we enjoy praise and worship, as much as we enjoy fellowship, as much as you may enjoy a sermon, that's not the main event. The reason we come is for His presence. The reason we come is for to experience His glory, to experience His love. And today, we want to take 1 Corinthians 14:26. Because you've heard great speakers. But God's got something inside of you for all of us. How is it, brethren, when you come together? Every one of you has a psalm, a doctrine, a tongue, a revelation, interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying, unto building up. So, we want to ask a question. And this question, Pam, if you'll put that up, is this. Share how you have recently come to know and trust, that's what we just talked about, knowing and believing in God's love, the Father's love to you or through you. When we share, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Joanne, we were just talking about that the other day, and she got some revelation that's really cool how that ties in communion with communion. But the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Every time she gives that testimony about how she got set free from anger, and I can attest to that. In our first year of marriage, I learned how to duck quickly. First time she shared that, we did a marriage seminar here, and I didn't know she was going to share it. And boy, my face turned red. I thought, oh, gosh, I didn't go share that. But she said there was a place in the wall where she'd thrown a Tupperware thing at me, and it damaged the sheetrock. And every time she patched the sheetrock, it didn't look quite right, and it reminded her. So what she's doing is reminding the devil of what she set free of by standing up here and speaking out, overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of her testimony. Hallelujah. And I can attest that she got set free. I looked at her one time, I said, "You're addicted to anger." And she, within a few moments, she said, "You're exactly right." No matter what the addiction you have or have been dealing with, or no matter what the whatever you've dealt with in your life, the word of God will help you overcome it. Amen? But God has shown his love to you in some way recently. Sure have you've come recently to know that love for yourself and to trust it for yourself or to trust it flowing through you. Now, last week, Winston laid hands on a bunch of folks to get them activated, to get us outside the four walls of the church, because we are the church. And I know y'all know this, but I just learned this. The word church has two letters in the middle. You are. You are the church. Amen? You are the ecclesia. It's not the building. You are the church. So what has God done for you recently to show his love, that you understood his love by, or through you for somebody else? Joanne's got a microphone. I've got one. And that's what we want to do. We want to hear so that you can edify and build up the body of Christ. She started. Well,
something else God showed me was that it's like a flowing river. When you share a testimony of what God's done for you, that encourages someone else's faith. It can even build someone's faith. And then they will go and do, and then they'll have a testimony to share, and it just keeps going and going and going. But if we keep our testimony to ourselves, we can't bless somebody else. So don't think that when you share a testimony, even if it's something you've done and something miraculous happened through you, we're not going to glorify you. We're going to glorify God. And that's going to encourage our faith to go out and do. Okay? So you're not bragging on yourself. You're bragging on him. Because I know some people sometimes won't share a testimony because they think, well, somebody's going to think I'm drawing attention to myself. No, that's not what it's about. It's a testimony about him. It's not about you. It's never about you. You're just a vessel. Amen.
And you don't have to come up here. We're going to come to you with
the
microphone.
Yeah, we'll come to you. You don't have to get up and walk. You can.
Could you share about? Oh, okay, come on. Yeah, you. But I've got somebody behind you too. I'm going to ask.
I'll stand up here. I feel like standing up here. Sorry. I'm going to sit actually for just a minute. I go to young adults, which is ironic considering I'll be 49 in 2 weeks. But I go anyway, and I love them. And it's like this really cool family. And one of the things that Ted does with us, we have sharing time. We talk about the Lord in different subjects, kind of. And last night, we had some worship time because Kelsey was there. And after that, he said, "Does anybody have a word for anyone in the room?" And Ryan said some things over me, and I could not stop crying. But what he was talking about, he said, he was talking about the way I worship, and that God showed him almost like a highlight reel of my life and my relationship with the Lord through worship. And he was kind of the way, okay, he's explaining it one, like he was kind of calling it something, and God said it was a movie montage, like in the Hallmark movies, where the couple is trying to figure each other out and decide if they like each other or whatever. And so I'm kind of laughing because I'm not into stuff like that. But I'm like listening to this and I'm going, okay. And God starts showing me all these moments where I was really vulnerable in worship. And this was going like way, way, way back. And would expose something of myself in worship to the people there. And in doing that, it created an intimacy between me and the Lord. And because I was willing to do that, it caused other people to step into that place of intimacy with the Lord, and they got their own highlight reel. They have their own montage of their love relationship with the Lord. And I was just overcome with how much he loves me, you know? And if you knew my story, I didn't feel loved. In fact, I hated my name, because the name Amy means beloved. And I was not loved when I was growing up at all. That was the last thing I felt. And so I used to resent that that was my name, which sounds silly, except it was like a slap in the face every time I heard my name once I knew what it meant, because I didn't feel that. And so one time I was in Kansas City at the International House of Prayer, and I was in the car with a very prophetic intercessor, and she turned to me and she said, God wants you to know that he named you Amy because he wants you to hear him saying that you're his beloved every time you hear your name. And so I actually, and you may have thoughts about tattoos or whatever, but I have it on my arm. It says beloved. And I see it all the time. And it didn't hurt anymore. You know, like to hear Amy didn't hurt anymore. And so there was like this thing he was doing for me last night, this combination of, even though I'd be leading worship and I didn't feel loved. I would lead worship and I'd be pouring myself out and I would be so empty. And I'd see people respond and have an encounter with God, and I'm not feeling anything but empty and broken. And I would do it anyway, because that's what I was created to do. It's like there's nothing else for me to do with that. And so, you know, sometimes it would be really hard because I wanted to connect with him, but I felt like I never really could. And so then he started showing me this highlight reel last night when Ryan said that. And all the times where I didn't feel like I was connected with him at all, he's made snapshots of that. And that was like his memories of the intimate relationship that we have. And it repainted all of that. But anyway, there's my story.
Praise God. Amen. Now in this, I appreciate what Amy did, because, you know, she didn't go back to, well, before I got saved, this is what I was doing, and then the whole story, because there are other people. But she had some experience last night, and that's what we're talking about, something recently that's happened, and it referred back, and that was cool. But we want to prefer one another in this, and just share from our heart. That's encouraged. And the fact that you have that word on your arm, you can speak that over yourself, and it's a constant reminder. You're branded with that. Amen. I love it. Yeah. All right. Let's all stand up. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed. I've just been blessed by this.
I am the meter of all your needs. I supply every need, no matter how large or how small. Nothing is too hard for me. If it's a loved one, if it's a healing, if it's finances, whatever you need, I am the need meter. I am Almighty God. Just ask me. You have not because you ask not. I could overwhelm you with blessings, but I've set it up in my kingdom that you ask. I gave you free will. I won't impose anything on you that you do not ask for. But I have promised that I will save you and your household. So stand on that and stand back and see the salvation of your Lord, who loves you and died for you and your loved ones. And just praise me for it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes. Praise God. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make a declaration of faith. You've probably, just like me, you've probably told God all the problems. Okay? All about it. He understands that he loves us. But let's speak his word to him. Faith pleases God. Let's speak out. We're not going to do it individually. We're going to do it in a section, one section at a time, in unison. He can hear it all. Praise God. And you speak the word, and we're all going to agree, because you're speaking the word. Not because you're speaking doubt and unbelief or the problem or the challenge. We understand all that. But if you need healing in your body, you can say, whatever God gives you, you can say, thank God I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. If you need, if you, for something for yourself, if it's for someone else, speak over them like Patricia. Speak over that person. Speak the desired result. The desired result. Speak that out loud. There's power in this if you believe it in your heart. Just because you confess it doesn't mean anything. If it's in your heart, speak it out loud and make a declaration of faith. Okay, we're going to start with this section over here. We're going to count three. One, two, three. And you just speak it out loud, the desired result and the person's name, whatever. Everybody at the same time. One, two, three. Amen. You can thank God for it. Say, thank God I was healed. Thank God, whatever. One, two, three. Hallelujah. One, two, three. Hallelujah. Now, you've spoken the word. His word will not return void. If that's one thing I got a hold of this week, I got a hold of that. It will not return void. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for the answer. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Show us, Lord God. Show us how to act on our faith. Show us how to put that faith in motion now that we've spoken it out. Show us in individual situations how we can act. And Lord, we will listen to your voice. Father, in Jesus' name, as we go from this place, hallelujah. Yep, you got something else?
Yeah, I have one more thing. The Lord just wants you to know that each one of you, he knows the hair on every head, how many or how few. But he wants to let you know that each one of you has a specific assignment this week. God's kind of cool because he gives us little surprises. The things of God are not hidden from us. They're hidden for us to discover. It's kind of like an egg hunt, and he wants you to go out and find these things. So he wants you to have an expectancy and to be aware of the people and the circumstances around you this week, because he has assignments for you. And then after you complete your assignment, you come back and share what he's done. And so that's just what he told me to tell you.
Okay. And may God's purpose for every life in here this week, the purpose for this week, be accomplished and reported on next week. In the name of Jesus, amen. And you are.